I remember one time, while I still thought that drinking was, you know, the fault of a good man, and we had made some dough in the Wall Street boom, and I'd bought a Packard that about as long as from here out that third foot line. It was up in a town near my brother-in-law's place. I was supposed to show up for supper. I got talking with the man at the garage. I forgot about supper. I forgot about Lois. It was kind of a bitter night. We needed more grog to get warm. And we kept warming ourselves. And finally, I realized that I had to start for my brother-in-law's for supper several hours later. I started up the street, and suddenly I realized that it was time to go to bed. And there was a field in the side hill paralleling the street, and I wandered over in it, and I laid down, and it was a wintry night, and I woke up. Gracious, I was frozen. I got off it, up the hill to the main street, started down the main street, looked down, and my God, I had on my coat and vest and my, but no pants, right down the main street of Yonkers, New York. My brother-in-law and Lois met me at the door. They were saddened. And since I was minus my pants, the unspoken question was, where have you been? Do you know, the very next morning, we found that field, and I was absolved at least from one sin when my shoes and my pants, shoes side by side and pants carefully folded there in the grass right on the bed. Even then, without knowing it, I was condemned to obsession, to lunacy, and to death without knowing it. And praise God on the increasing communication of our society that potentials like me are now coming to aid younger folks just getting nipped. Where it begins to hurt, but already fatally, unless they take steps.